And remember, Jesus is the Son of God.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Thank you. Let the church say amen. Amen. Let the church say amen again. Amen. There was a question in that song that said, will you be ready? Yes, that's the question, yes. Because Jesus is coming back soon. And whether or not you are ready or not, he is coming back. Praise God. Let's give that choir, amen, and our young people a round of applause. Those various sponsors who are working with those children, amen, as they not only gave some reflections on the history of black people, we just want to thank them for continuing to remember. Because if we forget history, we don't know how much we will actually be missing. Amen. And there was a time when no one wanted anybody to know what it is that we did. And then when we start peeling back the grape, we found out that most of all of our major inventions, all you got to do is go and look at them. All you got to do is look at most of the major inventions, things that most people would take for granted, were done by people who were working all of their lives, and therefore they had to figure some things out to make their lives a whole lot easier. Amen. So that's how we come up with light bulbs and traffic lights, toilet seats, and all of those things like that, wash machines, all of those things like that, things that we would take for granted and think that someone else had the ideas of those things. But all of those ideas were birthed in the minds of black folk. That's why when I took a look at this program, and I want every kid, if you don't have a copy of this program, and every adult, look at the back of this program. It says that I am somebody. And you make sure that you remind yourself every day that you are, in fact, somebody. Praise God. You are of worth. Amen? Praise God. And don't ever let anybody tell you that you can't achieve. You can, in fact, achieve. Praise God. Let us, I got three verses of scripture in the book of Jonah that I want us to look at. Jonah chapter 1, verses 1, 2, and 3. There are three things in those three verses that I believe that is worth listening to on this morning. Amen. Put Jonah chapter 1, verses 1, 2, 3. We're going to look at those. Amen. Verse 1 says, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, and look what the word says. It says, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. And then verse 3 says, but Jonah rose up to fled unto Tarshish. Praise God. He went down to a smeltering, metal smeltering place where they sold metal and stuff, from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish, so that he paid the fare thereof, and he went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Amen. I've heard this word mentioned 100 times this morning, and is that word resist. And I want to talk about man's resistance to God. Yes, sir. Amen. Have a seat. Have a seat. You see, the word resistance means to oppose. It means to rebel. It means to withstand, to resist, to refrain, or to abstain. In other words, it means to go against or to rebel against either what has already been established or what is being implemented praise God, whether it is by divine or man's authority. Now let me just bust all of our bubbles this morning, because we all have resisted and rebelled against something in our lifetime. Praise God. It could be against our parents. It could be against our teachers. It could be against some established rule or regulation. Praise God. It could be against God. Praise. Some of us are guilty of all of the above. That's one of those multiple choice questions that you can get right. Praise God. Because I fall in that category. Praise God. We have resisted. We have rebelled against all of those things. And see, in our text today, we see where the man of God, praise God, attempted to take the easy road of resistance. Amen. Praise God. Although in order to try to escape and try not to do what God wanted him to do. Now, if I were to ask for a show of hands in here today, and every last one of us are very, very honest, amen, with the question that I may ask here, or that I'm going to ask, how many of us in here have resisted what God has told us to do? Amen. Amen. I'm glad to see, amen, that there are some honest folk in here today. You see, God's word came unto Jonah. Amen. Very little is known about Jonah. Pastor Babin and Reverend Phillips, very little is known about the character that we talk about this morning, this character by the name of Jonah. And there are some people today who don't even believe that the book of Jonah is even relevant to us today. But can I tell you that the book of Jonah is very relevant to us, not only as a church, but to each and every last one of us individually. You see, many believers have discreetly turned aside, praise God, from the issues in our society that where we once addressed fearless, that were once addressed fearless and positive confrontation by the church. Amen. There were some things that were going on in times, Pastor Babin, when I was a little boy, that the church stood up against. Amen. But we